USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's President's Day here in America, a federal holiday. Expect no mail, no stock markets, no banks, but some schools may choose to be open because of all the time lost during the pandemic. President Biden has agreed in principle to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in the near future, provided Russia has not invaded Ukraine. The deal was brokered by French President Macron. The exact timing and location of such a meeting will be worked out Thursday, provided everyone plays nice.
Tensions created by Russia and the separatist forces it backs there.
A suspect sought in a Chicago armed train robbery, Zion Brown, has been identified as a Loyola University student. It wasn't witnesses or facial recognition software that found him. It was actually his mom. Mr. Brown's mother recognized her surveillance video, then reportedly dragged him into the police station to turn himself in. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.